Hi there. The word for you today is on denominationalism. In John 17, verse 21, we read the words, that all of them may be one. That was Christ's prayer for his disciples and his followers. Now, this may come to you as a shock, but the Book of Life doesn't record your denomination next to your name. In heaven, there are no religious labels. If someone has the right to call Jesus Lord, then you must treat them as your brother or your sister, regardless of which church they attend, because they're in the family. We're all related by blood, the blood of Jesus. And as believers, the Bible tells us, Ephesians 4 verse 3, preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Notice, it doesn't tell us to create unity. It tells us to preserve it. Comedian Elmo Phillips used to tell this cute story, and I quote, in a conversation with a person I had recently met, I asked, are you a Protestant or a Catholic? My new acquaintance replied, Protestant. I said, me too. I asked, what franchise? He answered, Baptist. Me too, I said. Northern Baptist or Southern Baptist? Northern Baptist, he replied. Me too, I shouted. We continued back and forth. Finally, I asked, Northern Conservative Fundamentalist Baptist Great Lakes Region Council of 1879, or Northern Conservative Fundamentalist Baptist Great Lakes Region Council of 1912. He replied, Northern Conservative Fundamentalist Baptist Great Lakes Region Council of 1912. And I said, die, heretic. Seriously, do you know what Jesus prayed for? That they all may be one so that the world may believe. A divided church is a wounded and a weak church. Have you ever considered what would happen if we downplayed our labels and put our contents on display? Maybe we wouldn't need signs outside our door to attract people, because they'd be drawn by the love of those inside. It's worth thinking about.